Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalam ala rasulillah. This audio file has been prepared for Al Kawthar Institute students who have attended this course. Please do not distribute this file without written permission from Al Kawthar Institute. For more information on our courses, please visit www.alkawthar.org. www.alkawthar.org. Jazakallah khair.
Alhamdulillah, salatu salam ala rasulillah, wa alayhi wa sallam wa ta'ahuda, ma ba'd. Before we finish with the last session, before I forget, just a reminder of Aris Institute, where I'm the director. Inshallah, once you leave, take a postcard with you. It's in Houston, United States, but we're teaching classes worldwide through the internet. There is live program where students join from all over the world at certain times every weekend depending on the semester. And there is the e-university where you choose the subjects, you study them according to the pace that you could find suitable for you, you pass the exam and that's it. The institute is accredited. We're authorized, alhamdulillah, to give degrees, and they are we have equivalent degree from California University, bachelor's degree, master's degree, and PhD as well. That's the first time an Islamic institute like that doing this worldwide. So I asked the brothers first, because when I came here, as you know, this is the first time, inshallah. We're trying to join efforts. This is an institute in America. There are institutes here. Why not help each other? And the brothers, I mean, to be honest, alhamdulillah, they had very well reception, and we're moving forward, inshallah, from here. So when you leave, take postcard if you have more questions, inshallah, later or on the website. How can we benefit from this course? How can we use this information that we had in this course and convey it to others? What are the practical steps? What are the suggestions? What do you think? Because this is actually a question. So, what are your suggestions? Nothing? Yes?
I think I'm reflecting on the stories throughout the course.
We reflected on the stories then. Very good. So it's like a homework for you. You read the story. What can you benefit from it? What is your homework? Good. That's one thing. Good. What else? Nothing? Yes? How? 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 Because let's say you have 7 years old kid. He will not listen to Nasir Qalawun, and it's boring for him. We have to make it easy and exciting. Right? For the wife, for the spouse in general, it's easy. You listen to the story, that's what you'll get. You don't listen, that's what you'll get. Right? So, but for the kids, for instance, for the parents, maybe dedicate one day, one time, specific time to read the story. What can we learn? That's good. We need that. What else? Good. What else? Yes.
To know that was a time period where Muslims were being killed and massacred. And now we live in a time where there's still many, many Muslims around the world. And we have an ability to do something. And from that really, really bad situation, Muslims still came back. And it could be even more so fast than we did.
Exactly. Spreading hope. Spreading hope that no matter what happens to this ummah, it will overcome the enemies. Allah Azza wa Jal will keep it until the day of judgment. When we were talking about the Tatars and what they did, Muslims were killed in hundreds of thousands. Millions. Unlike now, which is still tragedy, but alhamdulillah, we are in a better situation now. More knowledge. Good, that's good. What else? Yes.
children that would like to go and visit, Palestine, inshallah, on the way to Umrah, we go there as well. But my daughter was like, you know, Mama, they will kill us.
Why they will kill you?
Because the country will kill you, see?
Yeah.
So I think I explained to her lots of different things. So I think if we go back and reflect on its history, yes, the Muslims have suffered much, much more than this.
True.
But what was the solution? So I think you might translate it at a smaller level, in a simpler way, to create stories after this for children. To educate from young age, yes, you have been suppressed, but you can rise again from the ashes to bring back the glory of Islam.
Good.
To increase that confidence in them that it can be done. Because we know from the hadith of Umar that Islam will rise again, inshallah.
Simplifying that, make it exciting for the kids. More visualizing, maybe more pictures. Hopefully in the feedback you wrote something specific. Pictures, maps, even visiting the places. I mean, when I was talking to you, for instance, about Marj al-Sufur, Shaqhab, this is a place where I've been to. So, I mean, that's bringing the point more. It's closer to understanding. When you saw the thing, yeah, I know that. I came across it. I passed through it and so on. That's the gate that they are talking about. Yeah, I saw it. If you could visualize that, you could see it. You could, whether on TV, whether in a book, or even going there. That will help also. It will stick and you'll remember it. What else? You mentioned how the Abbasid Khalifa was good people, good, righteous. Also, Ibn Kathir says that. How is that possible? I think I explained that. What does it mean? When he was good within himself, he was righteous within himself. He was worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was doing the good things. Now, if he slipped, that does not make him evil. Because we all make mistakes, we all sin, depending on the sins that we are committing. Prophet ﷺ said, "Kullu ibn Adam khatta." All sons of Adam, all. Not some, all sons of Adam err. They make mistakes. The issue is not whether you make mistake or no. The issue is whether you ask for repentance. وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِنَ التَّوَّابُونَ Who was leading the two armies in Shaqhab? We said that, and Nasir Qalawun with the Khalifa on one side and Qazan on the other side. Please, can you repeat the name of the Hafiz ibn Hajar's book, Ad-Durar al-Kamina fi A'yan al-Mi'a al-Thamina. Ad-Durar al-Kamina, the hidden jewels. In mentioning the prominent or the known people of the 8th century. Ad-Durar al-Kamila fi A'yan, Ad-Durar al-Kamina fi A'yan al-Mi'a al-Thamina. How do you, as a citizen, remove a bad leader, one that does not believe like a good Muslim, especially influential city? We're not supposed to remove, we're supposed to enjoin good, unless we see kufr. That's where the Prophet ﷺ said, unless you see kufr, disbelief. So again, as we said, you start with yourself, with your family, and then you move on. The Mongols don't seem to have become true Muslims. Not generally. Many of them did. There are states now. There are states. Originally, they descend from the Mongols. And we gave the example of Baraka, for instance. He calls him, Ibn Kathir calls him Abu al-Ma'ali. Abu al-Ma'ali. Al-Qa'id Baraka, rahimahullah. Did this change? Yeah. Gradually it changed. There were Mongols that there were real Muslims. What Islamic society did they leave behind in the ones they occupied? I think it was explained. I mean, there are some places where the Mongols are. Now, there is the Turkestan, where there are Muslims, they descend from the Mongols. What's your opinion regarding recent incidents involving Muslims burning puppies during the war memorial. Well, why they are doing this? I never saw that. I think this is something that is done here. I haven't seen that before. I don't know how can I say it's okay if you did not say it here. Go ahead.
My grandfather, I'm English by the way, so I just want to explain something for those who don't know yet. During the First World War and the Second World War, the people were conscripted. It wasn't a choice. You either went into the army or you went to jail, yeah? So the villages where we lived, entire villages went to war. And when these people went to war in one day, in one charge, they lost their entire village. And what the poppy is not about Afghanistan or remembering those in Afghanistan. It's a symbol of grievance for these people. It's one of their symbols. They've just taken it as a symbol to remember those who died on those fields where those poppies grow. So it's become a symbol. But as far as I know, and Allah knows best, we don't insult the people by burning their symbols. For instance, you never go to a person with a cross and insult him with his cross. And in fact, Salah ad-Din Ayyubi, he himself, wouldn't have done this kind of thing, because it's not from the adab of the akhlaq of a Muslim to go into a monastery and to take their refuges and to burn them down. That's not jihad. Allahu alam, I'm not the shaykh, but I've been...
No, we don't need Salah ad-Din. It's in the Quran. وَلَا تَسُبُّوا الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ فَيَسُبُّوا اللَّهَ عَدْوًا بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. Do not curse the gods that they worship, lest they will curse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you think you're doing something good by attacking or their symbols. That generated their attacks against Islam itself and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is saying don't do that. For instance.
People will feel this more than this idiot who did it. It's the children who are growing up. It's the following generations of Muslims who will come across hate, which has been qualified by this man doing what he did.
Yeah, I still, as I told you, I haven't seen that. I don't know exactly how it happens, but the least I could say, it is inappropriate, unwise thing to do. That's the least about this thing. What do you say about this hadith? من قاتل تحت راية عمياء, he who fights under the banner of nationalism, under the banner that does not distinguish. Didn't the Prophet ﷺ say that do not do that? If you were killed, you are killed death of jahiliyyah. Yeah, but even the Prophet ﷺ himself also, when he mentioned the agreement of Fudul that was before Islam, where the people of Mecca, the prominent people of Mecca said, we will uphold justice. Whoever was dealt with unjustly, we will help him. He did not say they are kuffar, kick them out. In Islam, the Prophet ﷺ said, if they invite me now to do the same thing, I will do it. So when I talked about joining the military, I was very specific and I will repeat exactly what I said. Are you helping Muslims or no? SubhanAllah, sometimes people are artists, creative in choosing what they like to hear and they forgetting what was said. Please, can you repeat the name? That's done. Why was the Ummah so weak? I think this question was written before all this. Right? Why do some people say Dajjal is the TV? Again, this is lack of knowledge. This is lack of knowledge. Obviously, we need lots of education. Lots of education. The problem when we have some people who read one ayah and they thought they are scholars. And subhanAllah, the more you learn, the more you realize how much you lack the knowledge. As Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah said, كُلَّمَا ازْدَدْتُ عِلْمًا ازْدَدْتُ عِلْمًا بِجَهْلِ. The more I learn, the more I know that I am ignorant. Because I did not know that. Now I knew it. Then how much else there to know? كُلَّمَا ازْدَدْتُ عِلْمًا ازْدَدْتُ عِلْمًا بِجَهْلِ. That's what Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah said. So these are the questions. Alhamdulillah, all of them are answered. The brother said something before we went to the break about the education of the children, right? Okay. Do you want to say any final comment about that?
I'll just say that we need to educate our children right from a very young age, teach them the Quran, Sunnah, Islam, etc., so that when they're growing up and when they're at school and in society, they act like proper role models and they grow up to be better Muslims, treating everyone. correctly, I think a lot of the times it is ignorance. Our children don't know what they should be believing in, so when they go to school and then at a later age they suddenly learn about Islam and they don't know what they're learning, if it's correct or not, depending on the environment.
It's responsibility. It is a huge responsibility. Allah Azza wa Jalla will ask you about your children. What have you provided for them? Did you, subhanAllah, some parents, wallahi, in the terms of the Quran, you could call them easily criminals. Criminals. They seem, okay, oh alhamdulillah, I'm doing everything to my children, I am giving him money. It's not about money, it's not about providing education for him. What kind of education did you give him? You exposed him to all types of sins. You are criminal because you are putting your son in the water, drowning, and you tell him, make sure that you don't get wet. SubhanAllah. You have to be careful. It's a huge responsibility. Allah Azza wa Jalla will ask you, كُلُّكُمْ رَاعٍ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَتِهِ. All of you are like shepherd. All of you will be held responsible for the herd that you were supposed to take care of, meaning your family. So your family is your responsibility, your children. Before they will be asked, you will be asked. We wake up our children for school. When it's holidays, weekends, let them sleep. So school, important to wake up to. What about the subh prayer? Later. SubhanAllah. Oh, never I told my son not to pray. You did not tell him, but that's what you taught him. With your actions. There is a sister, where is she? Who wanted you. Okay, what was your comment? Yes. Dua is very important. Dua is a key. Even the Prophet ﷺ constantly used to say the dua. Even the Prophet ﷺ. We need the dua a lot. One of the best duas after the prayer, when we ask Allah to help us worshipping Him, help us mentioning Allah Azza wa Jal. Dua is very important. Jazakallahu khair. Any final comment before we close, inshallah? Yes. To rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Relying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very important. We could relate to it from the hope in Allah azza wa jal. After we do our part, we have to rely on Allah azza wa jal. Very good. Any final comment also? Yes. I can't hear you very well. Please raise your voice.
Dua is quite important, but is it more effective if we actually put the effort in?
Of course. Of course. That's the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Again, we wrote a huge list and after that we said the dua. We don't just make the dua and we forget about those things. Prophet ﷺ did everything he could and then he utilized the dua. We don't just sit and we rely on dreams. Inshallah, I saw in my dream that Allah Azza wa Jal will liberate the Muslim land. That does not happen. Okay, you have to act. I saw in my dream that I'm getting £1 million. Right? And you wait. You have to act. And then after that, inshallah, Allah will give you what you were dreaming of, what you were visualizing, what you were hoping for. Anything else? Okay. I only thank Allah Azza wa Jal for giving me this opportunity to be here with you. I enjoyed the course. I hope you did also. And as I told you, this is the first time. So if there is any shortcoming, please be gracious. And inshallah, we will try to improve as much as possible. Jazakumullah khairah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. See you inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. This audio file has been prepared for Al-Kawthar Institute students who have attended this course. Please do not distribute this file without written permission from Al-Kawthar Institute. For more information on our courses, please visit www.alkawthar.org. www.alkawthar.org. Jazakallah khair.